of the Masechta Shavuos, the first parak. The Masechta Shavuos, the parak Rishon, Mishnah Aleph, Shavuos Shtayim Sheim Arba. There are two types of Shavuos in the Torah, a Shavuos Bitui, as the Pasuk says, Nefesh Kishisova Lovate Bishvasayim Lohora Lahetiv. First one makes a Shavua, and it's a full Shavua. He says it, Lohora, means to do something bad for himself. In other words, he makes a Shavua that he will not eat today. Or Lahetiv, he makes a Shavua for the good. He makes a Shavua he will eat today. And he ends out the whole day and he did not do what he said. That's called the Shavua's Bitui. In such a case, he's Chayiv a Korban El of Yerit. Now Mishnah says, Shem Arba, that we darshan from the Pasuk, that there's another two also that you chayiv for. And that's Lishavar. If you made a Shavua that you ate yesterday, or you made a Shavua that you did not eat yesterday, and it's false, really you did eat, so these two cases also you chayiv a Korban El of Yerit. That's called Shavua Shtayim. There are two cases of Bitu, the Torah says clearly, that's in the future, Losit, that the Pasuk says, Levata bisvasayim lohora lehetiv, and then Sheimar, but we darshan also that it means to say even the over also. Now, Yediyas Hatuma Shtayim Sheimar, there are two main Yediyas Hatuma the Torah talks about, also right next to the parasha of Shuas Bitui. The Pasuk says, in the case where a person was Tomei, and then he forgot that he was Tomei, and either he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else he ate Bosar of Kodshim when he was Tomei and he forgot, and then at the end he remembered that he was Tomei, so that's called he had Yediyah Batchila and Yediyah Batsayf. In such a case, he's Chayiv a Korban Oil of Yerid. That's called Yediyah Tatum Mishtayim. These are the two cases that it says clearly in the Torah where you forget that you are Tomei and you go into the Beis Hamikdash or you eat Kodshim. Shein Arba, we dash in another two cases that even though you know that you're Tomei, but you forget that this bayis is the Beis Hamikdash. You think stam it's a shul. Or else you forget that this meat is kachem. You think stam it's a piece of meat. So in such a case also, you chayiv a korban oil of yerid. A korban oil of yerid means that it depends upon how rich you are. If you could afford it, you have to bring a behemoth. If you cannot afford that, you have to bring birds. If you cannot afford that, you could even bring a mincha. Now another case of shtayim shemarber is yitziyas ha-shabbos. By the Melechah Soitzuah of Shabbos, of carrying out from Rishus Yoka to Rishus Rabban, there are two cases, whether the Balabos that's inside carries it outside, or the Oni that's outside the house puts his hand inside and takes it out. That's Shtayim. And Shemar, but we darshan also, there's another two Isurim of Hachnosa. That means bringing it in from outside the Rishus Rabban into Rishus Yochid. Whether the Oni standing outside brings it in, or the Balabos that's standing inside puts his hand outside and takes something from outside and brings it in. That's called Shtayim Shem Arba. There are two simple cases, and then there's another two from a drushes that Shem Arba Yosachayiv. And the fourth case is Maris Negoyim, the different colors of Negoyim, of white spots on your body that makes you a Mitzrayim. Shnayim, there are two main white spots. The Pasuk says, of a Heres or a Seis, Shem Arba, that we darshan each one as a toldo from the word Oysapachas. There's a toldo to each one, a color less than that. So Seis has a toldo to it, and the Heres has a toldo to it. So there are two main ones, and each one has a toldo that ends up to be four. Now, Mishnah Beis. Now it goes to explain the case of Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shem Arba. Even though the Gemara says, really, this is Masechta Shavuos, so really we should explain the first part, Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba. The Gemara says, no, that since the case of Yediyas HaTumah is smaller, it only takes up the first two parakim of the Masechta. Therefore, we first go to explain Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shem Arba, and then the next, like, four or five parakim, then we'll explain the halachas of Shavuos. Now the Mishnah explains, Kol Sheyesh Bo Yediyah Batchila. It means a person in the morning realized that he touched a mace at his tummy. And then throughout the day he forgot about it. And now that he forgot about it, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else he ate kochim. But Yediyah Batchila, but that means at the end of the day, he realized, he thinks back, Oy vey, today in the morning I touched a mace I was tummy, and in the middle of the day I went into the Beis Hamikdash. That's called he had Yediyah, he knew about it at the beginning, and he had Yediyah Basayf, Fehelem Bein Tayim, and just in between he forgot that he was Tomei, and that's the time that either he went into the Beit HaMikdash, or else 38 Bosa Kochim. So in these two cases, Hareze Boilu Biyurit, this is the classical case of the Torah, that you have to bring a korban now, depending upon how much you could afford, whether it's a behema, a bird, or a mincha. What's going to be though, Yesh bo yediyah batchilo, v'yein bo yediyah basayf? The person had the yediyah at the beginning, but he did not have the yediyah basayf. That means he knew in the morning he was tummy, and then he forgot about it, and he's still forgetting about it now. He doesn't remember. The person doesn't remember at all. So Lomaisi did a chet. He went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tummy. How does such a person have a kapara? So the Mishnah says, Soyer hanase b'fnim, the special soyer l'Hashem, the sira chatet that's brought l'fnim. Like we first have two, we have a girl, the two sirim, one l'Hashem, one l'Azazel. So this soyer the chatet that's brought l'fnim, that one is on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, toilo. It like protects this person and hangs him that he will not receive a punishment at shivodaloi until the person realizes what he did wrong, and then v'yavabana v'yarit. So a kapara gemuri does not receive, because it's possible to still have to bring the korbanel of yerit. Just in between, what protects him not to receive the punishment, that's the soyer anasa b'fnin. Now the Mishnah Gimel says, what's going to be in the case? Ein bo yediya b'achila. Let's say in the morning, the person walked down the street, and he had no idea that there was a mace there, and he did not realize he was tamei. And then throughout the day, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or he ate kochim, but at night time, somebody tells him, listen, you walked down the street today, you should know there was a mace there. So now at the end of the day, you have the idea, now you realize that you did a chet today. In such a case, you cannot bring a korban olah v'yorid, because you did not have the idea at the beginning. So therefore, what does such a person do? So soyer hanaseh b'chutz, the other sir chatis, that's brought on Yom Kippur, b'shas musaf, which is that korban is brought b'chutz in the mizbeach achitfa, in the outside mizbeach, v'yorim ha'kippur on the day of Yom Kippur mechaper, that's a permanent forgiveness. It forgives him on such a chet. Shneim the pasuk says, miluvad chatas ha'kippurim, that means the sir hachitzoin is like the sir hachatis apanim. Al mashezeh mechapezeh mechaper. Just like one has a kapara, the other one has a kapara. Sma hapnimi, just like the story hapnim. Ein mechaper el adover. Sheyesh po yediya, that at least you have yediya at the beginning. Even though you don't have yediya at the end, afa chitzen, the same thing. The sawyer that's brought the chitzen on Yom Kippur, the sawyer of Musafin, the seer chattas of Musaf, that's brought on the Mesbech chitzen, ein mechaper, it only comes to mechaper, el adover sheyesh po yediya. In a case where you had a yediya, you realize, what type of yediya? A yediya basayf, that you did not realize at the beginning when you became tummy, but now at the end you realize that you're tummy. So in such a case, the soyer hachitzoin is mechaper. Now Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be in a case? V'yal she'en bo yediya lei b'chilu v'lei basayf. So this Mishnah says that siri haragolim u siri roshi chadoshim a mechaperin, that the korban musaf, the soyer hachates that they bring, either on the Gimel Regolim or else Pasvot and Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper on such a person that did not have the idea lei batchila v'lei basayf. Did it later. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says no, that tzirei haregolim mechaperin, true. The korban chatas that you bring for Musif on the Gimel Regolim, that's mechaper for a person that had the idea at the beginning v'lei basayf. But the korban chatas by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is not for this. If so, v'yama sirei Rosh Chodesh mechaperim, on what is the korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh mechaper? Al ha'toyer shochlet atome, for a different chet. A person that was tor, that ate the bosa that's kochim. So, for that chet, he needs a kapora, and the korban Musaf, the chatas by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. Rabbi Meir says, "Kol asirim kaprosin shova." He learns, no, all these three sirim, they all have the same type of a kapora. That means al tumas mitzvah shekadoshov. That's mechaper for tumas mitzvah shekadoshov. Whether it's the soyer achitzen that's brought on Yom Kippur, whether it's the soyer achatis that's brought on Gimur Golem, whether it's the soyer achatis that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, they all have the exact same type of a kapora.
So what do we need all of them for? The pshat is that if you did a chet in between one to the other, it's mechapa for you. Now, Rabbi Shimon used to say like this: Sireg Roshe Chodoshim Mechaper Nalator Shoklas Atomei. Like he said before, Rabbi Shimon holds no that the soy you bring in Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper for a person that ate Bosa Kodshim when it's Tomei. The Shor Golem, the Korban Chatas that's brought by the Musa for the Gimur Golem, Mechaper Nal Shem Bo Yediyah Levet Chilul Lo Vesayf. Somebody that did not have Yediyah, not at the beginning and not at the end. So this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. On this Omrulah, the Chum said to Rabbi Shimon, Ma, what's going to be, Sheikrevu ze bo ze. Let's say in the case we had a korban set aside to be the chattis for Yom Kippur, and it got lost, and they brought a different korban chattis for Yom Kippur, and now you find it later on Sukkot. Could you bring it or not? So Rabbi Shimon said back, Yikrevu, yes, you can bring this for the Chattis, the Musaf of the Sukkis. Omrulah, as the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, Hil v'yein kap rosin shove, how could that be? Heich kreifin ze b'ze. They have a different type of a kaporo. The korban of the Gimur Golim is mechapa v'shein bo yediyah lebechilu lebesayf. The Chattis hachitzen v'yem kippur is mechapa, where you did have yediyah. So how could one be mechapa for the other? Omolehena, this Rav Shimon said back, no, kulen boyin lechapra tumas mikdash kodeshiv. They have one thing in common, that all these gimel kabonis here, they all have a kapora to do with the type of a tumor, whether it's mikdash or kodeshiv or eating bosa kochim das tomei. So therefore, once it was set aside for one carbon, and they did not use it for that type of a chattis, you could bring it on the next one, because they do have shaykhis one to the other, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishmoy. That means here, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is saying over the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoi. Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoi, like this, that he holds, Sirei Roshi Chodoshim, Michaprin al Hator Shochol Asatomei. True, the special soy of the Korban Chatas they brought on Rosh Chodesh. For Musaf, that's Michapr only on a person that was Tor, that ate a Bosa that was Tomei. Now, Moisef Alayim Shor Golem, when we bring the Korban Chattis on the Gimur Golem, the Musaf, that has more kapora to it, Shem Mechaper in Allah Tor Shochel Asatomei. True, it's also Mechaper on the Tor that ate Bosatomei, but it's also the Al Shem Bo Yediya Lebatil Lebasoif. Somebody that went into the Beis Mikdash when he was Tomei, and he did not have a Yediya at the beginning, and he still does not have a Yediya, such a person has his kapora from the seer of the Gimur Golem. So in other words, Gimur Golem has two milas to it, the mila of Rosh Chodesh and the mila of a Golem. Meisaf Aleyim Shoyom Kippurim. Now the seer Achatis that's brought Achitzan and Yom Kippur for Musaf, that has a bigger mila, that what? First of all, Shem Mechapim Alator Shulchas Esatomi. It has the same mila as Rosh Chodesh. V'al Shem Bo Yediyah Levetzilu Levesayf. It also has the mila of a Korban Rosh Gimur Golem. That's mechaper for somebody that did not have idea lebatchiv lebesayif, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash. And also v'al shein bo yediyah batchilo avuyesh bo yediyah basayif, somebody that at the beginning did not realize that he was tamei, but then what happened was he went into the Beis Hamikdash and later he found out about it. And such a person does not bring a korban of yorid because he did not have idea batchilo. Still, the locher is the seer hachitzen. That's brought on Yom Kippur, and that's Mechapa. The Al Shein Bo Yediyah Batchila. What's going to be somebody that does not have Yediyah, did not have Yediyah at the beginning? Avuyesh Bo Yediyah Basayf. He has Yediyah Basayf. These two cases, the Sawyer Hachitzon is Mechapa. So according to him, that the Yom Kippur one has all the kaporas, the Gimur Golem has two, and the Rosh Chodesh only has one. So Omrulah the Chum said to Rav Shimon ben Yehud, according to Rav Shimon ben Yehoi, Mal sheyikrevu ze b'ze. Again, the case of Korban was set aside, let's say, for Rosh Chodesh, and it got lost, and they brought a different one. Now could they bring this one on the Gimur Golem on Sukkis, or for Yom Kippur? So Omrulah, he answered back, Omrulah, Omel Hem, he said to them, Hein, yes. So Omel, they said back to him, Kain, if so, Yiyo Shayom HaKippurim Kravim V'Rosh HaKadoshim. It's going to come out that the korban that was set aside for Yom Kippur may be brought on Rosh Chodesh. Avol Im Kain Yiyo Shayom HaKippurim Kravim V'Rosh Chodesh, that's good. Now, if you understand this much, that the korban that was first set aside for Yom Kippur, if it got lost, and now you want to bring on Rosh Chodesh, very good, because that korban, according to Reb Shimon, has the power to be mechaper on the Torah that they told me, which the Sur Rosh Chodesh is. But the question is like this: Heich shel Rosh Chodeshim Kravim B'Yom HaKippurim? How could you use this Sur that was set aside for Rosh Chodesh? So that time, only had the Kriyas of mechaper on the Torah Shoroch Al Tomei. How could you bring that one now on Yom Kippur that has to have the power to mechaper much more? Omalehem, he said back to them, that's not a kasha. Well, that's the question. But Alhech shall Rosh HaKadoshim Kravim B'Kippurim L'chape Kapora Sheni Shaloh, to give a kapora that's not its own kapora. So the answer is back. Omalehem, Shimon said back, Kulam Boyim L'chape Ral Tumas Mitish HaKadoshim. Again, that's not a kasha. Since all three of these kabonas, the seer of Chitzon of Yom Kippur, or the seer of Gimur Golem, or the seer of Rosh Chodesh, all has to do one with the other, that it's mechaper on a type of a tumba mikdash kodeshov, therefore it's enough. Therefore it's enough that one should be with the other. Now, Mishnah Vav, v'yal zoda in tumas mikdash kodeshov, what's going to be somebody b'mezit? He knew he was tamei, still he went into the base of mikdash, or still liyed bos of kachim, so then soyer hanase bifnim, on such a person, the soyer of Lashem, that's brought Lepnim, it's mechaper for him with the day of Yom Kippur. Now, it is the Chiddush that even though he did an Avera b'mezid, even though usually b'mezid, the korban is not mechaper, here this korban is mechaper even on Tumas Mitish HaKadoshov b'mezid. Now, v'yashara Avera Shabbatera, what's going to be if somebody did another Avera, any other the Averas of the Torah? So, hakalas v'yachamuras. Whether it was an Avera Kal, or whether it was an Avera Chamura, has Deinus, the Ashkogus, whether he did it willingly or unwillingly, Hoidav, Lehoida, whether he knew about it or whether he did not know about it, Asay, Veloisa Say, whether it was an Isra Asay, or whether it was a Loisa Say, Krisus, a Mrs. Bezdin, whether it was a Chi of Chorus, or whether there was a Mrs. Bezdin involved, so Sawyer HaMashtelech Mechaper, the special Sawyer, the Echel Hashem, Echel Azazel, the soyer that the Goyer will put that it should be Lazozil, the one they throw off the peak, that's the korban that's mechaper for the Shar Averis for Klal Yisrael. Now Mishnah Zayin explains it more now. Echod Yisraelim v'yechod Kahanim v'yechod Koich Meshuach. All these three people have their kapor on Yom Kippur. Whether you're a regular Yisrael, a regular Kohen, or a Kohen Gadol, you have your kapor on Yom Kippur. But there's a difference. If so, Ma ben Yisraelim l'Kahanim, what should be the difference between Yisraelim and Kahanim? Ulekoin Mashiach and Ulekoin Godol. Elul, the difference is like this. Shedam hapor mechaper ala Kahanim atumas mikdash kodeshav. There's a special power of the Kohen Godol that he brings on Yom Kippur. So his power is mechaper not only for himself, but on all the Kahanim, any type of an avera they had that they came into the mikdash when they were tamei. Atumas mikdash kodeshav for the Kahanim, not the Sawyer HaPnim is Mechaper, but rather the special the special power of the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper for the Kohanim, but only for the Tumas Mikdash HaKodeshav. For the other Averis that even the Kohanim have, you have to come on to the Sawyer Lazozim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Sherdam HaSawyer HaNasa B'Pnim Mechaper HaYisrael, just like the Sawyer HaPnim is like a mechaper on Klal Yisrael, on the Yisraelim, for their chatoim that did a mikut tumas mikdash kodeshov. Kach dama po mechaper lo kahanim. The same thing a chet that a kohen did about tumas mikdash kodeshov. It's not the soyer hapnim that's mechaper, but rather it's a special power, the special korban the kohen gadol brings. So Shimon says further that kishem shevidui shel soyer hamishtalech mechaper on Yisrael. Just like Yisroel HaMishtalech is Mechaper on the Shar Averis, for Klal Yisroel, that's the Vidui we say on Yisroel HaMishtalech, the Yolta Chiddush, Kach Vidoi Shapor Mechapra LaKahanim. He holds that the Kahanim, where do they receive the Kapora for the Shara of Eris? Not on the Sorgah Meshtaleach, but rather also on the power of the Kohen Gadol. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Kahanim receive all the Kapora on Yom Kippur from this power of the Kohen Gadol. And they have nothing to do with the Sawyer HaMishtaleach. The Sawyer HaMishtaleach is only for Shah Yisraelim and not for Kahanim. That's the Machlokes from Shimon and the Tanakam.
Yerupta Perigabes, Mishnalef, Yedias HaTumo Shtayim Shemarva. There are two types of Midiraisa, Weyichayiv, a Korbin, by Yedias HaTumo. That means you know that you were Tomei. And then either you ate kochim, you went to the Beis Hamikdash, Shenarba comes out to be four cases. So now the Mishnah explains. Nitmo v'yoda. First you became tummy in the morning, you touched the sherets, and you knew about it at that time. You knew that you were tummy. Then v'nelmo mimena watuma. Then in the middle of the day, you forgot that you were tummy. But v'zochar es hakodesh. You know that this meat is the bosa kochim. And you ate the meat. Ne'ela mimenu ha-kodesh. Now there's another case already. That ne'ela mimenu ha-kodesh. You forgot that this meat was kochim. V'zochar es ha-tumah. Even though you remember that you were tomei. There's also a case that you chayiv a korban. What's going to be ne'ela mimenu zeh v'zeh? You forgot both that you were tomei. And you forgot that the meat is kochim. V'yochal es ha-kodesh v'lo yoda. And you did not realize when you ate it. So in other words, when you ate the kachim, you were doing it b'shagig. Or mishocha yoda, later on after you finish eating it, then you realize what happened, that you had a yediyah. Then haloma, you forgot, and then you knew about it. Harez debel of a yerit. This is the case of kechayev a carbon el of a yerit. Again, whether you knew that you were tomei, b'shas eating the kachim, just you forgot this meat was kachim, or whether you knew this meat was kachim, just you forgot that you were tomei. What's going to be in the case of nitma, you became tomei, v'yoda, and you know you're tomei, v'nelma, m'menu atuma, then in the middle of the day, you forget that you're tomei, v'zochar, as amigdash, and then you go into the base amigdash, or else, nela, m'menu hamigdash, you forget that this is bias of the base amigdash, v'zochar, as atuma, and you remember that you're tomei. So these are the two cases that come out before, again, about Tumas Mikdash, or else Kochim, whether you know your Tomei, and you forget this is Bosa Kochim, and this is the Beis Mikdash, or whether you know what it is, just you forget your Tomei. Again, what about Nelma Mimeno Zevazet, you forget both that your Tomei, and that this is the Beis Mikdash, for Nichnas Lemikdash, for Lo Yoda, when you go and you do not realize it, when you leave Yoda, now you know what happened. Again, Hareze Biel of Yerit. That's our Mishnah, that Shnaim Shemar, B'Yechayev Korban, all these four cases. Mishnah Beis. Echad HaNichnas LeYazor, whether you go into the Yazor, the Beis Mikdash itself, when you're Tomei, V'Yechad HaNichnas LeToysefes Yazor, whether you go into the places that they were Moisif on the Yazor, like B'Yemei HaMelech Yehoshafat, they added on onto the Yazor, they gave the Kedusha there, still, Yechayev Korban El of Yerit. Shein Mesifun Alir, because the locher is you have no right to add on to the ear. The Al Hazor was to add on to the Beis Hamikdash, Ela B'melech, only if Kaisel has a Melech then, V'novi, V'yurim V'tumim. Uvi Sanhedrin Shashivim V'yechad. Uvi Shtei Toides, they have to have two Toides, the Gemara said that's two Lechems from the Korban Toida. Uvi Shir, and they also have to sing, they have to say Kepitach Tilim then. And so since you need all this, and Mestama they had all this, therefore the Tosefes has a real Kedusha. Therefore, if somebody goes in there, when he's Tomei, he's Chayav a Korban El of Yerit. Now, Ubezdin Mahalchim, the Bezdin used to walk also then, around the city, around the Tosefes. Ushtei Toides Achreim, and the two Lechems of the Korban Toida came after them. V'chol Yisrael Achreim, and all the Yisrael went after them. Ha'pnimis, the inner Lechem Necheles. This is like the Lechel Moshe Sinai, that these two lechems, the inner one is Nechel, the outer one is Nisrefes. The Chol Shlanasav Cholelu, anytime they wanted to add on Kedusha, and they were missing one of these things, HaNichnas Lashon Enechayev Olehel. Somebody goes into that Mokum that they added without all these conditions, so the pshat is the kedusha is not chal, and therefore ein chayov maleh. If you go in there when you're tamei, you're not chayav a korban elu biyared. That's not a makam atuma. And the Gemara tzmach like this, whether it means you're missing any one of these, or whether it's enough to have any one of these is enough to make the kedusha. Mishnah Gimel. Nitma v'yazor. Let's say somebody went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was tahor, and in the Beis HaMikdash itself he becomes tamei. That's called nitma v'yazor. And then v'nelma m'menu atuma. You forget. You get so nervous. You forget that you're tamei. V'zochar es HaMikdash. But you remember you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Or else nelma m'menu HaMikdash. You forget that you're in the Beis HaMikdash. V'zochar l'atuma. You remember that you're tamei. Or else nelma m'menu zeh v'zeh. You forget both. That you are tamei and you're in the Beis HaMikdash, v'ishtachavu, and you bow down there, or else oishashor bechtei hishtachavoya, or else you wait inside the Beis HaMikdash the amount of time it will take you to bow down. In these cases, also you have a korban elviyared, even though you did not come in tamei tuma, but since you became tamei there and you did not leave right away, that's also a chet, and b'shoigig you have a korban elviyared. Bolo barucha. Chayiv, big tsarapota. Let's say as soon as you know you're tamei, you start to exit, but you take the longer route, the longer path out, so still you chayiv, you should have went out the shorter route. If you leave big tsara the shorter route, pota, like you're an honest, what else could have you done? As soon as you realize you're tamei, you start to leave, so you pota. Zui mitzvah shebemigdash shen chayov maleh. This is the mitzvah essay when a person becomes tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash, that he has a mitzvah essay to leave the Beis HaMikdash right away. And here they talk about Shein Chayov Moleh means if Beis Din paskens the wrong way, that usually Beis Din is chayav a par helam dover shot zibur, here there's a locha that the potter from the par helam dover. Of course, the locha is the only chayav a par on something that if it would have been done by Mezid, If a Yochid would have done it, he would have been chayav a chatnis kavua. Here, if a Yochid does this, he's chayav a korban elu biyared. Therefore, when Beis Din paskens the wrong way, there's no par helam dover. Now, Mishnah Dalet. V'yezehi mitzvah saseh shevenida. Where is there a case of the mitzvah saseh to leave your wife when she's a nida? Shechayov maleh, that in this case, if Beis Din paskens the wrong way, that you're allowed to stay there or leave the wrong way, if Beis Din makes a mistake here, the Achai of the Korban, the Par Helam Dover, what's this case? Where's the mitzvah essay? Like usually it's allowed not to live with a nida. Here the case is, Hoyim Mishamish Yimatayra. When you start to live with her, she was Tor. She was not a nida. The Yomerla, in the middle of the Tashmish, then she says, Nitmesi, she became Tomah, she feels the Dam Nida's coming out. Well, Perish Miyad, now the Locher is, the husband has to leave her, because she's a nida now. But there's a locha, how you're supposed to leave her. If you leave her right away, when your rave is still bakushi, is still hard, chayiv, yichayiv, because you're having enjoyment. Because the leaving her, when you're bakushi, is enjoyment, just like going in. So the Gemara explains what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to wait there until the yaver is maced to become small, and then you're supposed to leave her. That's called a less amount of hanor, so that's the eitz you're supposed to do. This is the case of a mitzvah essay. How are you supposed to leave your wife when she's a nida? That if the chacham, if the Beis Din makes a mistake, the chayv a par helam dover. Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Hasheretz v'nele mimenu. That the locher is, Pasuk says Hasheretz, that means you became tamei, and then it says v'nele mimenu. See, darshan means you forgot that you are tummy. So, blessed darshan al helem sheretz chayiv. V'yene chayiv al helem migdash. He argues your blessed. And he yells that you only chayiv a korbin in a case where you first became tummy, you knew it, and then you forgot that you were tummy. But you knew this was the base of migdash and you went into it. And then you realize it, that's the case you chayiv a korbin al v'yurid. But if you forget that this is the base of migdash and you remember your tummy, he yells your potter. The Rabbi Kiva says similar. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, v'nele mimenu v'u tamei, the Pasuk says. So also, al helem tumei chayev, yoni chayev a korban, if you forget that you're tamei. But v'yene chayev al helem migdash, if you know that you're tamei, just you forget that this bias is the base of Middish, you think it's Tamar Shul, you forget that it's the base of Middish, he also holds your potter from the carbon that will be Yerit. It's both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva Shita. The Gemara explains them, like you said, that according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to know exactly what caused you to be Tamei, whether it was a Sheret or an Avela, you have to know exactly what caused you to become Tamei. But in this Prat, are both Maida, that if you know that you're Tamei, just you forget the base of meat that you put from the carbon. However, Rabbi Shmuel Aymano, the Pasuk says, V'nelam v'nelam shtei pomim, that means l'chayev al helam tumo, v'al helam migdash. Where even though you know you're Tamei, as long as you're still a shoygig, you forgot that this is the base of Middash, it'll also be chayev a carbon el of yurid. Lav dafka, when you forget that you're Tamei, hodin, if you forget it's the base of Middash. Or if you forget this is Bosa Kachim, you'll also be chayev a carbon el of yurid. That's the way the Rashi of the Mishnah says, that's the shtayim shemarba. That was the first Mishnah also. These are the shtayim shemarba. Alright, a turnover. Mishnah, a paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. Shavuos, shtayim shemarba. Now we'll go back to explain our first Mishnah that said, Shavuos, there are two. What comes out to be four? What are these cases? Shavuos, she'oichol, v'shalayoichol. These are the two Shavuos of the Raisa that says clearly, lahora, or lahetiv, a person makes a Shavuos in the Yosid, that I will do something bad, which means I will not eat, or else lahetiv, I will do something good that I will eat. That's called Shvu, he swears, Eichel, I will eat today, or else Vishaloy Eichel. He swears he will not eat today. And then he does the opposite, so he's Chai the carbon el of Yerit. And Hu Adin, Sheochalti, Vishaloy Echalti. There's the Chiddush of four in the past, what happened already. he swore that he ate yesterday, and really he did not eat. Or else he swears that Shalai Yachalti, I did not eat yesterday, and really he did eat. What's going to be Shvua Shalai Oichal? He swears that he will not eat. The Yochal Kolshu, and throughout the day he only eats a mashu, a little bit. Chayev, still a Tanakh, different Rebbe Kiva, these are the words of Rebbe Kiva. Even though he swore he would not eat, but Rebbe Kiva holds, even a mashu is included in that Shvua. Omru Lola Rebbe Kiva, the Chom Sabbat Rebbe Kiva. Heichin Motzinu, where do we find B'yechol B'eating? Kolshu Shu Chayev, Shazer Chayev. But where are the place do we have? In Nisra V'achila, that you Chayev with the Kolshu. All over the sheer Rizik Hazayis. So what do you say here? Yoni Chayev even with a Kolshu. As a Chom Seivim by Estam Shvua, Yoni Chayev with Yidik Hazayis. Omel Hen Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva said back to Chomim, V'chi Heichin Motzinu V'medaber Mevi Korvin. Korvin. Anyway, this parsha of Shvua is a chiddush. Where else do we find that the whole chet was only done with dibur, with your mouth was speaking, like here by Yeshua, that you have to bring a korban? Shezem medaber maybe korban here also. Just for your dibur of a Shvua sheker, you have to Shvua's bitui. You have to bring a korban. In other words, Rav Kiva means to say that the chi of Shvua is because you're going against what your dibur, what you said. And he also, when a person stam says, I swear I will not eat, he means to include even a mashu. Therefore, if you eat even a mashu, yichayiv. What's going to be, but the Chom say no, that a stam das is also only on a kezayis, so if you eat less than a kezayis, you potter. Shavua shalai oichal, a person swears he will not eat today, the yochal v'shosa, then he goes and eats and he drinks, and a chayiv alachat is only chayiv one korban, it's like one chet. What about he says Shvua Shle Oichal Fushlo Yeshta? He speaks out separately, I swear I will not eat today, and also I will not drink. So it's like two separate shvuas. And then the Yochav Shos eats and he drinks throughout the day. So Nechnami here is Chayiv Shtayim, is Chayiv two kabonis, to like two separate shvuas. Mishnah Beis. Let's say he says Shvua Shle Oichal. He swears he will not eat today. V'yochav Paschit, and then he eats wheat bread. Upasurim barley bread, upas kusman spelt bread. Saying the chayv lachas is only chayv one korban. It was all behela mechel, one forgetting. There's no yedir in between. It's all one bichet. It's only one shvua. What's going to be if he says shvua shleoichal pas chitin, upasurim, upas kusman? He speaks so clearly. He swears he will not eat not wheat bread and not barley bread and not kusman. So it's like three separate shvuas. The yochal and eats the gezayas from each one separately. Chayev kolachas v'yachas. In this case, it's chayev three kabonis. Mishnah Gimel. Shavua shlo yeshta. Person swears that he will not drink. V'shosa mashkin harbin. He drinks a lot today, but it's all behelamech with the one forgetting. And the chayev kolachas is only chayev one korban. What about shavua shlo yeshta? He says clearly he swears he will not drink today. Yayin wine v'shemen and oil udvash and honey. That's what he spoke out. So it's like three separate shavuos. And then v'shos he drank. So chayiv akolachas v'yachas. If he drank wine and oil and honey, he's chayiv three kabonis. Mishnah Dalit. Shavua shalai oichal. He swears that he will not eat. V'yochal oichlim shenim ruim lachila. And then he eats things that's not edible. He eats like dirt. Or else v'shos mashkin shenim rilishtiyah. He drinks something that's not drinkable. So potter, he's potter. That's not the yis shavua. He swore he would not eat. And true, we hold shtiyah drinking is b'chlal achila, but he only meant things that are drinkable, that are edible. If it's not edible, it's not b'chlal the shvu, it's potter. What about shvur shleyoichal? He swears he will not eat today. V'yochal nevelos etreifesh gotzum remoshim. He eats these type of foods. So, true, it's us that eat these things, but l'mais, it's edible, it's food. Therefore, Tarakama says chayiv, you're over the yisa shvur. Even though we hold angel in yisa shvur chalal shvur, so the chura, something yemush from mehasinai, something anyway it's also to do. You cannot put a nisra on it. So the Moran says either we're talking about a nisra kelu, that in Yeshua you meant tasa shchuta and nevelis, both of these things. So migo the shvu is chal upon the shchuta, the heter it's also chal upon the yisra. It also is going that we hold the nisra is only by kezayis, and here in this shvu he asked it even a chatzik kezayis. Therefore, the shvu is chal on something that's not also midiraisa. Therefore, he's chayiv. However, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're potter. According to the second pshat, it's very good.
because Rav Shimon holds by all the Yisurim, Yechayiv even on a mashu. So therefore, you're ready, Mushva v'yom v'yasinai. So if you swear now not to eat these things, the shua is not chal. Omer, what's going to be, the person says, Koinem ishti nenesli. I want to make an issa upon my wife. In other words, that I become like hegdish to my wife. My wife cannot have enjoyment from me. Im ochalti hayim. If I ate today. That's what he says. My wife should be usa to me, or I should be usa to my wife, if I ate today. And it came out, Buachon, the veil of the trefus got from the mushim, that throughout the day, yes, he ate, but he ate one of these things. Harayishti asur, the mice, he ate something. These things are called the mice achila, even though it's asa, the frat, he ate it before he made this shrua, so obviously he was machsh of this, to be called an oichol, therefore the shrua is chal, and his wife is asa to him. Mishnehei, echad vorm shalatzmai, v'yechad vorm shalachayrim. A person could swear, whether it pertains to himself, or he could swear, like we'll soon see, I have to give something to my friend. V'yechad vorm sheish be'mamish, whether it's something that has some substance to it, like food, v'yechad vorm shein be'mamish, or whether something that has no substance to it, like sleep, we'll soon see, the Mishnah explains. Ketzad, what are these cases? O ma'ashvur shet enlish ployni, he swears that he will give something to his friend. Or else, v'shelo yetim, I will not give my friend something. Or else, shenasati, I gave him. V'shelo nasati, I did not give him, even though it pertains to acherim, to his friend. But since it's a shvur, what you did, the shvur is chal. Hu adin, if a person swears, she'isha and I will sleep today. Or else, v'shelo yishan, he swears he will not sleep today. Or else, she'yashanti, he swears that he slept yesterday. V'shelo yashanti, I did not sleep yesterday. Even though it's aimed by mamish, there's nothing here, still the shvu is chal.
And the same thing, she'ezruik, if somebody swears that I will throw tzror layom, a pebble, into the ocean, or else for shle'ezruik, I will not throw it, also the shvu is chal. Rosh ha'zorakti, I threw it, or else for shle'ezruik, I did not throw it. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, ein echayiv el alosad lovay. You only chayiv a korban shvua if the shvua is something you're going to do. You swear you will eat, or you swear you will not eat. You swear you will throw a stone into the ocean, but as to something that you will do, and then you do not do it, on this you chayiv a shvua korban, or you chayiv a korban el yerid. Shnem, the pasuk says, lohora el eitif, which is mashma in the future. On this, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says back to him, no, in came, if so, if you are medayik from the words, lohora el eitif, maybe shvu is only chal on something that either it's good for you or it's bad for you, like eating or not eating. But dvorim sheim bim harov yatovim minayin, how do you know that a shvua that I will throw a stone or I will not throw a stone, that dvorim of mavakach doesn't make a difference, there's no good, there's no bad. How do you know the shvua is chal? Or maloy, this Rabbi Shmuel answers back, meribu yakosev, this next apostle that's marvelous, this, the chol asher yivatu adam. So Amaloi, so Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Shmuel, im ribu ha-kosev lakach, ribu ha-kosev lakach. If there's a ribu that yichayv even on dvorim that's not ro or toivo, who adin avad yichayv even on things that are not l'habo, but are things that are l'shovar. So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Akiva holds that the first Mishnah, shvu shtayim shemarba, yichayv four on osid and on the ovar, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, yon yichayv the korbin al osid, but not al ovar. The Mishnah Vov, Nishpa levatel es ha-mitzvah, person swears to levatel the mitzvah, he swears he will not eat matzah tonight on Pesach, the loy bitla, he does eat matzah, he's not levatel the mitzvah, potter, he's still potter from the korban, because the shvu is not chal, he can't make a shvu levatel es ha-mitzvah. What about lekayim, he makes a shvu, he's going to eat matzah tonight, the loy kim, and he does not eat matzah, also potter, he's potter from the shvu, from the korban shvua. Because really, Shoyi, but then really, the Sforah should be, Sheyei Chayiv, you should be Chayiv a Korban. Kediv Rabbi Yudu Ben Meseira, like the words of Rabbi Yudu Ben Meseira. That Om Rabbi Yudu Ben Meseira. Moim Hurishus. Sheinu Mushva Lem Yasinai. Stam eating throughout the year. There's no mitzvah for Nasi Mati throughout the year. Still, Harei Yechayiv Oleo, if you make a Shvu, you're going to eat. You have to eat. And if not, Yechayiv a Korban Shvua. So mitzvah, in the case by Pesach Benat, there's a mitzvah to eat. Shomushva lem yasinai, that even from Hasinai, they said already that you have to eat matzah tonight. Is ain't a din shechaybala? Isn't it for sure if you swear now that you're going to eat matzah tonight, that the shua should be chal, something good? Omruloi, on this the chum say back, loy imamat v'shua s'rishus. No, shua so only chal on something that's rishus. That's up to you to do or not to do. Shekain also then lav kehim. The same way you can make a shua of yes you will eat, you can make a shua no you will not eat. That's the good that the pasuk says lohorai lehitiv, good or not good. Tiyama b'shua s'mitzvah. Whenever you're talking about a shua of a mitzvah, shloyosa b'lav kehim. That even though you want to tell me hein to swear that you will do the mitzvah would be chal, but you agree you cannot make a shvua levatel as a mitzvah. Like it says, shem nishva levatel v'lebit l'potah, that you also agree that if you make a shvua teet chometz and pesach, that the shvua is not chal. So if so, that's the rabbanon's plan about Rav Yehuda, shvuas have to be l'hora l'hitiv, have to be able to be made either way, either for yes or for no. And the shvua of a mitzvah is not shach to say a no, therefore the shvua is not chal, even when you make a shvua l'kayim es ha-mitzvah.
Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Shvua shloi oichal kikazu. If somebody first swears that he will not eat this bread, kikazu, then he says, shvua shloi echlenu, he swears that he will not eat it. So the second shvua is not chal, because he already made the first shvua. And the first lashon was, he will not eat a kikazu, which is mashma, not even a kezayis of it. Then he said, shvua shloi echlenu, which is only a shvua, he will not eat the whole thing. Therefore, the second shvua is not chal, it's a shvua and a shvua. And the same thing he said a third time. Shvua shlo yechlenu, he swears a third time that he will not eat this bread. V'yachol, and then he eats this bread. So locher is, ein chayev elachas, he's only chayev once. Whether it's b'mezid, he's only chayev once. Whether it's b'shegi, he's only chayev one korban. Since the second two shvuas were not chal, it's like ein shvua chal o shvua. Zui shvua zbitu, this is the case of a shvua zbitu, that you swore something you're going to do, and it comes out you did not do it, but you do it b'mezid, and they warn you beforehand, so you chayiv malchus, if you eat it by mistake, then you chayiv a korban el v'yerit. Shvua shov, what's the loch of a shvua that's shov? The Mishnah later will soon explain what exactly is a vain shvua, a shvua shov. The other loch is, Chayov mazdoin the makis. If you do it the mezid, you chayiv malchus. V'yashir gosa pota. If you do it b'shoigeg, the lochri is that you pota. There's no korban by shvua shov, only by shvuas bituin, not by shvuas shov. The Mishnah Ches, a zuhi shvua shov. What is considered a shvua that's in vain? In other words, the chiluk, the difference between the shvua shov and the shvua sheker is the shvuas bituin, that a shov, as soon as it comes out of your mouth, right away, it's mefursim, it's known that it's a sheker, that it's a lie. That's considered in vain. Like the case is, nishpa l'shanes es yadu l'yodim. If you swear to change something from the way people know it, that means, omar al ha'omod shel even shu shel zov. You swear that this beam, this omod, this platform, that everybody knows is made out of stone, you swear it's made out of gold. So everybody knows as soon as it comes out of your mouth that it's a sheker, that's called the shof. V'yalu ish shuish, or else you swear upon a man that he's an isha. Or else v'yalu ish shuish, you swear upon a lady that she's a man. Everybody knows that's not that way. That's considered a shvuas shov. A shvuas bito is something that you swear, and we do not know yet whether it's a sheker or not. We'll first find out later. That's called a shvuas bito. But a shov means right now we know it's a sheker. Also, nishpa adov v'shiyefsh, if you swear on something that can't be, also is considered a shvua shov. That means you say, im lo ri'isi gomo shaperech v'yavr, if I did not see a flying camel, which is something that's not possible. The Gemara says, it means in a case that he says, I'll make these payers usher on me, if I did not see a flying camel. So we say that it's not true what he's saying, and the shvua is a shov. Or else, im lo ri'isi, if I did not see nochosh, a snake, kikur is based about the same color as the press, the olive press, as the beam they use for the olive press. And the Gemara said, not only does it mean that it's so big, but it means it has freckles on the back of it. Omar li Edom, let's say Reuven, the Teveya, says to two Edom, Bo v'heiduni, I want you to come and say Edus for me. You know the way somebody owes me $1,000, be Edom. And they say back, Shvuah shlein idoch,
we swear that we will not say edus for you. So that shvuah is not chal, because it's a mitzvah for you to come to say edus. So the shvuah not to come to say edus is like a shvuah levat lesa mitzvah. So that shvuah is not chal. That's also considered a shvuah shov. And like it says, nishpa levat lesa mitzvah, somebody swears not to do a mitzvah also, the shvuah is not chal. You have no right to make such a shvuah. That means if you say, shleilasa sukkah, you will not make a sukkah, which will mean you will not sit in the sukkah, or else for shleilita lulav, you swear you will not take a lulav, or else for shleilita tefillin, you swear you will not put on tefillin. So all these cases, zuhi shvuah shov, these are called the shvuah in vain. The lochri shechayov maldoin makis, if you do the shvuah b'mezid, yechayiv malkis. If you do it by mistake, you're a shaygig, then you're potter from a korban. Mishnah Tes. Shavua shaycha kikazu. Somebody first swears that he will eat his bread. And then he says, Shavua shleichlenu. I swear I will not eat the bread. Talochris harishayna shavua's bitui. The first shavua you said is a shavua's bitui, that you have to eat the bread. You swear that you will eat it. So you have like a mitzvah seseh now to eat this bread. The Hashniya, now the second shvua that you swore you will not eat it, that's considered a shvua shov, because it's considered like a shvua levatel es mitzvah. Since you first swore to eat it, you cannot swear now not to eat it. Or let's say you do eat the bread, over our shvua shov, then you're only over one issa, the second shvua that you made was the shvua shov. What about lo yochlo, let's say you do not eat this bread, so now over our shvua's bitui, and the Gemara says it means af, that you're over two isurim now. You're over your first shvuah of a shvuah's bitui, if you did it b'shogeg, you'll be chayiv a korban, and you're also or oiva from the second shvuah, which was a shvuah's shov. Mishnah Yud. Shvuah's bitui, a case of a shvuah's bitui, that you swear you will do something, you will not do something, the heges banoshim applies both to men, or banoshim or lady, or chaykim, whether you're not a relative, you're rochot, you're also the craven with relatives, B'ksherim of Psulim, whether you kosher liedus, whether you posel liedus, b'fnei bezdin, whether you swear in bezdin, or else b'shalei b'fnei bezdin, even if you swear outside bezdin. And m'piatzma, you're only chayv if you swear yourself, you have to make the shvuah. V'chayov ha'mazdoin imakis, a shvuah's bit, if you do it b'mezid, yechayv malkis, v'yal shigagos, if you do it by mistake, korban el v'yerid. V'chayv the korban el v'yerid. The reason why the Mishnah says this, because we're soon going to have the next parak of Shavuos Eidus, there it only applies to people that are roi, are fit to be an aid. So therefore it has to say, a Shavuos Bitui applies to everybody. The same thing, Mishnah Yud Aleph, that Shavuos Shov, a Shavuos that you make in vain, is also the Heges Ba'anoshim of Anoshim, whether a man could do it or a lady could do it. Barachokim, whether you're not relatives, or Vakrevim, whether you're relative. Biksherim of Absulim, whether you're Koshali Eidus or whether you're Posali Eidus. Bifnei Bezdin, whether you're in Bezdin or else Bishle Bifnei Bezdin, whether you're not in Bezdin. Or Mipi Atzma, again, only if you yourself make the Shvua. Levate Bisvasayim, you have to speak the Shvua out, and not if somebody else makes the Shvua for you. And here, Vachayov Mazdoin Makis, if you do it Bemezid Yechayiv Malkis, Yashir Gose Potter, a Shvua Shov Bishaygeg, you're Potter from the Korban. No Achazu, Viachazu, where the Shvua Shov or Shvua's Bitoi, Hamushpa mipi acherim chayif ishno, if somebody else makes the shvua for you, and we'll soon see you answer amen, then you're chayif, it has a loch as if you spoke it out yourself. Kate said, what's the case? That Omar lo yachalti hayoim, lo yinachti tefillin hayoim. Somebody says, I did not eat today, I did not wear tefillin today. Mashbiach anis, the other person says, swear it to me. V'yomar amen, and the person answers back and says, amen, yes. So chayiv, for that you chayiv. Halacha is, koloina omein, achar ha-shvuam, is a reza doim la-moitzi shvuam mipiv. It's as if you spoke out the shvuah, considered like you made the shvuah. Like it says, by sight of yom risham in omein, it's considered like she made a shvuah. So here also, if you answer back omein, that is considered like you made a shvuah. Now, perek dalad, mishnalef. Shvuas Eidus, what's the case of a Shvuas Eidus? It's a special type of a Shvuah, that if somebody asks you, please come and say Eidus for me, and you say, no, I do not know the Eidus, and the person says to swear, and you swear you do not know the Eidus, and later we find out that you're lying, that really you are fit to be an aid, if you are fit to be an eid in such a case, you chayiv a korban. So the Mishnah says, shvuas ha'edis, that you swear that you do not know edis, that you chayiv the special korban, beheges ba'anoshim v'loy ba'anoshim. This applies only to a man and not to a lady. It has to be somebody that's fit to be an aid, and a lady is possible to be an aid. Borachoykim, only if you're not a relative to the Baldover, for Leiba Krovim, not to a relative of the Baldover, that you're possible to be an aid. Baksherim, only the people that are kosher to be an aid, for Leiba Psulim, not if you're a Gazlin, not if you did other Averis, that pass you to be an aid. And Vienna Nehegis, Elabruim Hoyed, it only applies to somebody that's fit to be an aid. And the Gemara says this comes to include even a melech that we had before in Sanhedrin, a melech le'meyed, therefore he's not fit for Shavuos Eidus. And who adin, psulim le'eidus medirabonin, koi mesachar b'kuvio, also was included here, that there's no Shavuos Eidus by a psul medirabonin, or an eid that's possible even medirabonin. Now, Bifnei Bezdin Vishle Bifnei Bezdin Mipiatsmoi. As long as the person himself made the shvua, he himself swore that he does not know Eidus, whether he swore it inside Bezdin or even if he swore it outside Bezdin, still he's chayiv. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Mipi Acherim, but let's say somebody else makes you swear, makes the shvua for you, and chayovim, then you're not chayiv, at sheyichpu v'hem beBezdin. And only if you deny it in the Bezdin. But outside Bezdin, you potter divur Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So in other words, if somebody else makes you swear, he says Mushpen Yalechem, and you do not say Amen. Because if you answer back Amen, that's considered like you yourself made the Shvuah. But you're not answering Amen, rather you're just saying, no, I do not know the Eidus. So you only chayiv if you kofar in Bezdin, but outside Bezdin you potter. V'chacham say, Bein mepi atzmoi ubein mepi acherim. Whether the shvua is done by you yourself, whether it's done by somebody else who's making you swear, einin chayovim ad sheyichpu v'hen beBezdin. The Chum say you only chayed the special korban by shvua say this if it was done, the shvua was done in Bezdin. Like Rudash and Apsukim. The pasuk says, v'shama kololov ued oy roa yoda. Im lo yagid, mashmet's a place that if you want to really, you could say Eidus right now. Just you're swearing that you do not know Eidus. So with such a type of a shua, you chayiv in Bezdin. Mishne Beis, v'chayovim alzodin ha-shua. Here the chiddush is that it does not say the word v'nelam by this korban of a shua Eidus. Therefore, you only chayiv the korban if you do it b'mezid. So it means v'chayovim alzodin ha-shua. That means that you know when you're swearing that you do not know Eidus, that really you do know Eidus. So you know right now you're swearing false. For this, you chayiv a korban. And also, v'yashigigosa im zodin Eidus. Means even though you're partially a shoygeg, but still you know that you're swearing false, you know the Eidus. So why are you called a shoygeg, Gemar says, that you do not know you chayiv a korban. Like really, you know that you do know Eidus. And you're only swearing false that you do not know the Eidus. But you do not know that you chayiv a korban for this, then also you chayiv a korban. Since you're swearing b'mezid, you know what you're doing, you know you're swearing false. But v'yeinen chayiv ma'asher gosa. Like if right now you really feel that you do not know the Eidus, and you swear you do not know it, and later on you find out really you did know it, that you were shoygeg, in such a case you're potter from a korban. Here it does not say v'nelam, here you'll be potter from a korban. What type of a korban are you chayiv if you swear false to mezid? Korban oil of yerid. You chayiv a korban oil of yerid that says in the parasha of Shavuos Eidus. Mishneh Gimel. Shavuos Eidus Ketzad. What's the case of a Shavuos Eidus? That's Omer L'Shnayim. Reuven the Toveya goes over to two people and tells them, listen, Boyu v'hai duni. Please come and be an aid for me. You know that this person owes me $1,000. Please, I want you two people to be Eidus. Shavua sheinonu yodnu Eidus. They answer back right away and they swear, these two people, that we do not know Eidus for you. And really it's false, they do know it. So in such a case, that's a Shavua Eidus at the Chayiv HaKorban. Or else if they just answer back and say, Einonu yodnu Eidus, we do not know Eidus for you. So the person, the Baldover, says, listen, Mashbiya ani aleichem, I'm going to make a Shavua for you. that I want to hear from you from Yeshua that you do not know it. V'yomu, they answer back, Amen. They say Amen to the Yeshua. Is a re'elu chayovim. That's said like we had before, that since they answered Amen, it's k'maitzi Yeshua mipivdomi. It's considered like they themselves made a shvur, and the chayiv a korban for the shvur sheker. What's going to be his shviya aleihem chamisha pomim? Chutz labezdin. This Reuven went five different times to these two edim, and each time he said, I want you to swear to me. And they were kaifer. They said at the time, we do not know edis. Ubo labezdin, and then, when he finally brought them to Bezdin and said, I want you to be edis, for edu, they admitted that they know Edis, Peturim, such a case that Potiphar Korban, even though five times outside Bezdin they were Kaifer, that means nothing. Since a Kfir outside Bezdin means nothing, they could change their mind again and say they do know Edis, so that Kfir meant nothing to Potiphar. What's going to be Kofer when they come now to Bezdin and they still deny that they do not know the Edis? Then the Locher is Chayov Makolachas Viachas, the Chayiv five Kabonis, for the five times before that the person made a shvua to them, and they were kofar b'shvua, now that he's kofar in Bezdin, he's chayy five times, because once he's kofri, denies that he tells Bezdin he does not know the Edis, he cannot admit anymore in Bezdin to say he does know the Edis, because he's a chayz of a magid. Once he first said like Edis, I do not know, Bezdin does not leave him anymore, and they say they do know. So it's called the complete kfir, you were kofar, and with dash in the posik, la'achas melu, that Yechayef each one separately. What's going to be his Shvi Aleihem Chamish Yepom B'fnei Bezdin? Let them the first come to Bezdin. His Reuven is to weigh them five different times in front of Bezdin, saying, Mashbi Ani Aleichem, I want you to swear to me, I'm making a shvua for you that you, if you do not know. The Kofru, and every time they say, we do not know the Edis, they do not swear, they do not say Omen, they're only Kofar, then the Locher is Einam Chayev Melachas, they're only Chayev, one korban, because after the kofar, the first time, one time, that's it. Once the kofar, they say in Bezdin, they do not know, they have no right to say this anymore. So the second kfir means nothing. Therefore, the only chayiv one korban. Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Ma tam, what's the reason for this? What's the difference if the shvuas were done in Bezdin or the shvuas were done outside Bezdin? The difference is that in Bezdin, as soon as they kai for one time, it's like Bezdin hears from them that they do not know Edis. So the cloud of Kivin Shigid, Shuvein Chayzer Magid, they're not Neman anymore to say that they do know the Edis. So therefore, anywhere they can't retract to say the Edis, therefore there's only considered like one Kfira. But if the Kfira outside Bezdin, that's not considered a Kfira that they can't change their mind and say Edis. So therefore, every time the Kfira is considered a new type of a Kfira, you're denying it a second, a third, and a fourth time, therefore for each time, Yuchai the separate korban. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.
Sidra of Masech Teshuvos, the first parak. Masech Teshuvos, the parak Rishon, Mishnah Aleph, Shavuos Shtayim Sheim Arba. There are two types of Shavuos in the Torah, a Shavuos Bitui, as the Pasuk says, Nefesh Kishisova Lavate Bishvasayiv Lahora Lahetiv. First one makes a Shavuah, and it's a full Shavuah. He says it, Lahora, means to do something bad for himself. In other words, he makes a Shavuah that he will not eat today. Or Lahetiv, he makes a Shavuah for the good. He makes a Shavuah he will eat today. And he ends out the whole day and he did not do what he said. That's called the Shavuos Bitui. In such a case, he's Chayiv a Korban Olav Yerit. Now Mishnah says, Shem Arba, that we darshan from the Posik, that there's another two also that you Chayiv for. And that's Lisha Ovar. If you made a Shavuah that you ate yesterday, or you made a Shavuah that you did not eat yesterday, and it's false, really you did eat, so these two cases also you Chayiv a Korban Olav Yerit. That's called Shavuah Shtayim. There are two cases of Bitu. The Torah says clearly that's in the future Losid, that the Pasuk says Levata Bisvasayim Lohora Lehetiv, and then Sheimar, but we darshan also that it means to say even the other also. Now Yediyas Hatuma Shtayim Sheimar, there are two main Yediyas Hatuma the Torah talks about also right next to the parasha of Shavuos Bitui. The Pasuk says, in the case where a person was Tomei, and then he forgot that he was Tomei, and either he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else he ate a Boser of Kochim, when he was Tomei and he forgot, and then at the end he remembered that he was Tomei, so that's called he had Yediyah Batchila, and Yediyah Batsoif. In such a case, he's Chayiv a Korban Olav Yerit. That's called Yediyah Tatum Mishtayim. These are the two cases that it says clearly in the Torah, where you forget that you are Tomei, and you go into the Beis Hamikdash or you eat kochim. Shein Arba, we dash in another two cases, that even though you know that you're Tomei, but you forget that this bayis is the Beis Hamikdash. You think stam it's a shul. Or else you forget that this meat is kochim. You think stam it's a piece of meat. So in such a case also, you chayiv a korban olav yerid. A korban olav yerid means that it depends upon how rich you are. If you could afford it, you have to bring a behemoth. If you cannot afford that, you have to bring birds. If you cannot afford that, you could even bring a mincha. Now, another case of Shtayim Sheim Arba is Yitzias HaShabbos. By the Melechas HaTzua of Shabbos, of carrying out from Rishus Yoker to Rishus Rabban, there are two cases. Whether the Balabos that's inside carries it outside, or the Oni that's outside the house puts his hand inside and takes it out. That's Shtayim. And Sheim Arba, we dash in also, there's another two Isurim of Hachnosa. That means bringing it in from outside the Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yochid. Whether the Oni standing outside brings it in, or the Baal HaBos that's standing inside puts his hand outside and takes something from outside and brings it in. That's called Shtayim Sheim Arba. There are two simple cases, and then there's another two from a drushes that Sheim Arba Yosachayiv. And the fourth case is Maris Negoyim, the different colors of Negoyim, of white spots on your body that makes you a Mitzrayim. Shnayim, there are two main white spots. The Pasuk says, a beheris, or a seis, Sheim Arba, that we darshan each one as a toldah from the word oisapachas. There's a toldah to each one, a color less than that. So seis has a toldah to it, and beheris has a toldah to it. So there are two main ones, and each one has a toldah that ends up to be four. Now, Mishnah Beis. Now it goes to explain the case of Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Sheim Arba. Even though the Gemara says really this is Masechta Shavuos, so really we should explain the first part, Shavuos Shtayim Sheim Arba. The Gemara says no, that since the case of Yediyas HaTumah is smaller, it only takes up the first two parakim of the Masechta, so therefore we first go to explain Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Sheim Arba, and then the next like four or five parakim, then we'll explain the halachas of Shavuos. Now the Mishnah explains, Kol sheyesh bo yediyah batchila. It means a person in the morning realized that he touched a mace that he's tummy. And then throughout the day he forgot about it. And now that he forgot about it, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else he ate kochim. But yediyah basayif, but that means at the end of the day, he thinks back, oy vey, today in the morning I touched a mace, I was tummy, and in the middle of the day I went into the Beis Hamikdash. So that's called he has yediyah, he knew about it at the beginning. And he had a idea about Saif, Fehelim Bein Tayim. And just in between, he forgot that he was Tomei. And that's the time that either he went into the Beit HaMikdash, Or else 38, Bosa Kochim. So in these two cases, Hareze Boilu B'Yerit. This is the classical case of the Torah that you have to bring a korban now, depending upon how much you can afford, whether it's a behema, a bird, or a mincha. What's going to be though? Yesh bo yediyah batchilo, v'yein bo yediyah basayif. The person had the yediyah at the beginning, but he did not have the yediyah basayif. That means he knew in the morning he was tummy, and then he forgot about it, and he's still forgetting about it now. He doesn't remember. The person doesn't remember at all. So, l'maisi did a chet. He went into the Beis Yiddish when he was tummy. How does such a person have a kapara? So the Mishnah says, Soyer hanase b'fnim, the special Soyer l'Hashem, the Sira Chatet that's brought l'fnim, like we first have two, we have a girl, the two Sirim, one l'Hashem, one l'Azazel, so this Soyer, the Chatet that's brought l'fnim, that one is on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, Toilo, it like protects this person and hangs him, that he will not receive a punishment, until the person realizes what he did wrong, and then the yovel b'olav yerit. So a kapara gemuri does not receive, because it's possible to still have to bring the korban olav yerit. Just in between, what protects him not to receive the punishment, that's the soyer anasa b'fnim. Now the Mishnah Gimel says, what's going to be in the case? Ein bo yediyah b'atchila. Let's say in the morning, the person walked down the street, and he had no idea that there was a mace there. And he did not realize he was tamei. And then throughout the day, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or he ate kochim. But at night time, somebody tells him, listen, you walked down the street today, you should know there was a mace there. So now at the end of the day, you have the idea, now you realize that you did a chet today. In such a case, you cannot bring a korban olah v'yorid, because you did not have the idea at the beginning. So therefore, what does such a person do? So soyer hanase b'chutz, the other sir chatis that's brought on Yom Kippur, b'shas musaf, which is that korban is brought b'chutz in the mizbeach achitza, in the outside mizbeach, v'yerim ha'kippur on the day of Yom Kippur mechaper, that's a permanent forgiveness. It forgives them on such a chet. Shneim ha'posik says milvad chatas ha'kippurim. That means the sir achitza is like the sir chatis apnim. Al mashezeh mechaper zeh mechaper. Just like one has a kapara, the other one has a kapara. Sma hapnimi, just like the story hapnim. Ein mechaper el adover. She yesh po yediyah, that at least you have yediyah at the beginning. Even though you don't have yediyah at the end, afa chitzan, the same thing. The sawyer that's brought the chitzan on Yom Kippur, the sawyer of Musafin, the seer chattas of Musaf, that's brought on the Mesbech chitzan, ein mechaper, it only comes to mechaper, el adover she yesh po yediyah. In a case where you had a yediyah, you realize, what type of yediyah? A yediyah basayf, that you did not realize at the beginning when you became tummy, but now at the end you realize that you're tummy. So in such a case, the soyer hachitzoin is mechaper. Now Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be in a case? V'yal shein bo yediyah lei b'chilav lei basayf.
So this Mishnah says that siri haragolim ul siri roshi chadoshim mechaperin, that the korban musaf, the soyer achatnes that they bring, either on the Gimel Regolim or else was brought in Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper on such a person that did not have the idea lei batchila v'lei basayif.
Did it later.
Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Shimon says no, that tzirei haregolim mechaperin. True. The korban chatas that you bring for Musif on the Gimel Regolim, that's mechaper for a person that had the idea at the beginning v'lei basayif. But the korban chatas by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is not for this.